It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she definitely has the look this morning. Good morning, Monica.
Am I cozy looking?
You're cozy looking. You're red looking. You got a lot of red on today in your winter. Oh, and the bling and the rings.
Inauguration ring.
Inauguration ring. What's that?
No, I just notice everything when you do the inauguration. And that sweet girl that did the poem.
Yeah.
And I'm not good at mentioning names.
Yeah.
So. I don't want to screw her name up.
That's a big ring you have on there.
She had one of those rings on, and Oprah gave her the ring and then gave her those earrings. Not like my earrings, but I had to wear these chandelier earrings today just because these are the hit on the runway.
Oh, you have a runway at Fashionista Fridays?
We do. Straight out of L.A.
Okay.
So I'm hooked up. It could be a long winter for Monica.
Yeah.
So I try to keep up on my fashion sense for my fashionistas. And so I'm hooked up to an L.A. showroom, and every Wednesday morning, except this last Wednesday, whoops, I forgot. But usually every Wednesday morning, I go on there. And it's so fun because when I pipe in my two cents and then they said, oh, Monica is helping us with how to fashion the clothing. And I think to myself, well, you can show any kind of dress or top or anything, but most of us want to know what you should pair it with or whatever.
Yep.
And they're busy, and so they're just trying to show the merchandise and say the style number and all that. But every once in a while, I'd pipe in. It really pair up well with white or it'd pair up with black.
Yeah. Good. Good. Well, welcome to the studios.
Yeah, I've been here forever and a day.
Well, during the holiday season, we broadcast some Fashionista Friday, and I got breakfast and everything. But you brought us some treats this morning. I love that.
Yeah, so there are some healthier snacks. I thought both of your wives would be really impressed with me trying to do that instead of always the sweet rolls. That doesn't mean that's going to end.
Okay.
Because my mama always said a treat doesn't hurt ya.
That's a good, I just had one of your treats.
Yeah, so that was an oatmeal peanut butter chocolate chip honey bite. And really? It was all rolled up, and it was the first time I've ever done them. And I went, you know, kind of by the instructions, and then I tweaked it a little bit, or I Monicanized it a little bit, and they turned out really, really good.
I had
to sample one last night, and I thought, wow, Monica, you made those?
You were going Betty Crocker off on us.
Yeah,
last night,
you know,
huh?
Maybe
you
were
baking in the kitchen?
Yeah, and the joy of these is it's not any raw ingredients that you can't eat.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so it's cool because you don't have to bake them.
Yeah,
you just mix them up, throw them in the fridge for a half hour and hope it congeals. And then when you take them out, you roll them in a ball and put them in a baggie and take them to Paul Ramo and Maynard Meyer. And
yep.
I forgot to give some in KB's lunch today, but I told him I'd save him some and he'll come and have it
when he
takes a break.
All right. You brought a lot of apparel in the studios with us. The studio looks great again.
Well, we're going to spread the love today.
Spread the love.
We have to spread the love.
That's right. So let's start out with what's Monica wearing today?
Oh, well, you know, at first I thought, oh, it's going to be a little nipply out there today. And I think to myself, if I can say that on the radio, perk it up a little bit. Literally perk it up a little bit. Sorry. Paul has to catch his breath.
All right, we're good.
But anyway, I thought, you know what? Today is the day for a red turtleneck with stars on it.
Oh, that a lot of big stars on that one.
Yep, and you can reverse it.
Oh, it's a reversible sweater.
It isn't, but I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and I have other colors. So this is my key talking about this star sweater. It's a double knit sweater. So meaning you put this sweater on and the air doesn't just go through you. It is quite warm.
Okay.
And for most women, it's probably too warm.
Got a big turtleneck.
Yeah,
there.
But you know what? It's so comfortable and I like the fit, and it's got the bellowy sleeve because that's really in right now, the little fuller sleeve.
Yep.
And I just love, it's comfortable. And then I thought I'd pair it up with my distressed jeans, and then I put leggings underneath that match my sweater.
Oh, okay.
So this is a big deal to tell you about today, too.
Okay.
I Monicanized my jeans because guess what?
What?
I'm always looking for jeans that have holes with patches behind them and like buffalo check, animal print, the latest of everything.
Yep.
Well, good luck. They're always sold out. Or there's just teeny sizes left. So I decided, well, how can I bring those to my store? How can I do it myself? Well, I buy the leggings, animal print, right?
Yep, I've seen them.
And then you throw them underneath your distressed favorite jean.
Oh, throw them underneath.
Yeah,
oh.
And then you've got your favorite patch jeans that you've done it on your own. And guess what? It works, and they're comfortable, and it just works.
Awesome. So you have your leggings on, and then you put up your distressed jeans on over your leggings.
Yes,
okay.
Because it isn't pretty to wear a legging with a shorter sweater.
Okay. Gotcha.
I mean, those cute little girls can probably do it, but really the fashion thing is to cover the seat. Cover your rear.
Okay. That's the thing. All right.
Yeah.
Good.
So, and then, you know, I thought I better put on my little booty with my boot socks, and I got more boot socks in, so I have the cream ones on today. But it's just, it's the first day I feel like it's real winter. And guess what? It's January 2-2.
Yep.
Let's embrace winter.
That's right. And you're embracing it today.
Yes,
that's for sure.
I'm embracing it. And then I had to wear my little dog chain necklace that has a heart on it for Valentine's.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So you can find the coolest jewelry at Monica's. And then I had to wear my leather wrist bracelet that has silver in it. And look at how cute that is with the sweater. It's like a little off-white. Right. And then my signature ring.
Signature ring.
You can't
wear... Is that a flower or what?
Yeah, you can't wear gloves over this.
Nope.
Right hand.
Definitely not that
so
ring.
So the right hand was cold today, or I took it off and threw it in the bag until I came here. Okay. But yeah, I had to just dress cozy and warm today. And I thought red is the perfect... Friday is the perfect day to wear red because of heart health and just to spread love and cheer.
Good. Don't forget the red stocking cap you have on.
Yeah, I was having a hot flash. No wonder I was so hot. I forgot about my hat. Yes, and I have this on a reorder, and I'm hoping to get more in. It's the buffalo plaid hat with a little...
I like that.
Yeah.
Buffalo plaid hat.
Yep. Yeah, with a little pom-pom ball.
Good.
So I'm trying to reorder those. And then I have a gold striped one. That's fun, and it's...
Another stocking cap.
Yeah, and it's lined with... like a felt lining or something, so it's really super soft and warm.
Okay.
And that carries into my little texting gloves that I have in all different colors. Brown, pink, cranberry.
Are those gloves specifically made for so you can text?
Yes, okay. Yes. And then, you know, this is really okay because guess what?
All the fingers are showing.
Yeah, a lot of times our hands are cold. But I'll tell you what, you never lose these at the grocery store because you can leave them on.
Okay.
Because your fingers are free.
Right. Good.
And they're just kind of a little cute fashion statement.
Yep.
And they're a great gift for Valentine's.
Okay.
Great gift idea.
And we have Valentine's just around the corner.
It's just right around the corner. Then I had to bring you my cozy sweater. One size fits most. And it's a hoodie. And it's a marled gray.
Oh, got to get closer to the mic there, Mike.
Oh, you got to take a picture of this one, Paul Ramo. It is so, so, so cute.
So what kind of fabric is that then?
This has got a little bit, I think, of wool in it. And it's just acrylic, too. But it's the cutest hoodie ever. And you can wear it like a coat.
Okay.
Or you could wear it, you know, if people that are freezing in their office, they can throw this on. Trust me, it's really warm.
Okay, good.
And cute.
Good.
And cozy.
All right, let's continue around the room here because the room's full of red clothing.
Yes. Okay, so look at this buffalo check top and stripes in red. So it's the three.
Gotta get close to the mic. Mike. Yep.
Okay, it's the three must-haves. It's got buffalo check, it's got stripes, and it's got cranberry.
Mm-hmm.
And then we paired it up with a plaid scarf, the red, black, and cream scarf. That's my favorite plaid in the whole world for holiday and for just everyday wear.
The red and black?
Yeah, because it's cheerful. It pops on black and makes everything happen.
Yep.
And then this cream little Sherpa vest, it's reversible.
Okay.
To suede, or it can be the Sherpa. And that is just so cute. And then you pair that up with a jean with a little red piping on it like this. Piping on the side of the jean is huge again.
It's a red strip down the side of the jean.
Yep,
okay.
And that is really huge, so you could pair that up together, and that would be a cute little outfit. Throw this little black booty in there. And I still have a few little booties left in different sizes. Now, this one happens to be my most awesome size 8 all leather booty. Black with a little tan trim. It is too cute.
Yeah, for sure.
And if I
it's got the
used to be
down
an 8,
the side.
Used to be an 8, but
you used to be
a bunion just a little tight in that one, so we'd have to have 8.5, but trust me, and my husband would agree, I have quite a few shoes in my house, but sure. You know, I 24/7 I'm in shoes, you know, you got to have comfiness.
Yep.
And then we have to pair up the cutest white tunic blouse.
Ooh, yeah.
You could tie it up in front to get a little form. You could wear this 3 different ways. You could wear it over a swimsuit. You could tie it up and wear it with a pair of distressed jeans, or you can just leave it like this and belt it.
Okay.
And then I had to put a little red heart scarf on for, you know, being a little festive. I thought that's cute. And
yep,
fun.
Yep. Yeah, a couple more things. We've got a couple minutes here.
Yeah. So. Oh, I got so much to say, so little time. Then I have my signature red. It's a knit coat. And it's got a navy base with red swirls of flowers in it. And that coat is super cute. That has to be in my wardrobe.
I love that color.
Because it's the most beautiful red.
What color would you call that?
I call it red, but it's like your, it's not like your bright orangey red. It's just like your beautiful red that it's cute with jeans. It's cute over a dress. And I have to tell you, ladies, for spring and summer, navy, again, is super huge.
Okay.
And red, a lot of people, but when you put that on, I had that in last year, and I don't usually get things 2 years in a row, but they added 2 other colors, baby blue and black. That was huge. And I have also a navy one. That's a huge pick.
Okay, good.
You know, you can wear it as a coat or wear it as like a cardigan.
Okay, and then part of quick, outfit. The other two?
Yep, and then that's my signature topaz-colored crew sweatshirt with pockets.
Oh, nice.
So guess why people love that? It covers the rear, it's got pockets, and it's a crew neck, and it's beautiful. And I have that in black, turquoise, topaz, and navy.
Okay, is that topaz?
Yep.
Okay.
Good job, Paul. You get an A+. And then the next one is a navy, super soft, polar fleece vest with pockets. Mm-hmm. And then it's paired up with a buffalo plaid, on the bottom, stripe on the middle, and the navy on the top.
Okay.
See, when Monica loves the top, I had to get all colors.
Yep.
Because it's cuter than heck on.
And you brought a little sign that says love on it.
I had to spread the love, because we need to spread more love.
That's right.
And it's free.
All right. When you open, where are you located, and what's going on at Monica's?
Okay, so what's going on at Monica's is, first, I suppose I should tell you my hours. I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And what's going at Monica's is I'm rearranging the entire store.
Oh, wow. That's a big job.
It's huge for me.
Yeah.
But I'm getting there.
You're good.
My vacation room is filling up with a lot of things, and people are starting to go on trips. Things are starting to open up.
That's good.
So people are starting to need more clothes. Thank you, Lord, for letting me still be in business.
All right. Monica, thanks for coming in today.
And thank
Appreciate
you.
It
was so fun.
You always bring excitement and joy when you come into the studio.
I try. I try. All you know, I'm getting up there in age, but I'm trying.
All right. Thanks, Monica.
Thank you.
That's Monica Bothan with another Fashionista Friday. Thanks for tuning in.